Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Kirk Chaffetz back on the show. Kirk is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Think Inside the Box. He's an award-winning journalist and a Pulitzer Prize finalist. He is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, founded a company, grew it to a global level and sold it, and now he's clipping his coupons and still sharing his wisdom with us. Kirk, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
Good to have you back. And hey, Kirk, I want to talk about the process you and I were just talking a little bit about off the air, but I want to do that in the next segment. So hold on to that thought, what you were just saying about reinvention. This segment, though, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, you started Story Worldwide, what, about a dozen years ago?
Roughly 15, yeah.
Okay, so about 15 years ago. And what? And I know you. It evolved. You had to reinvent yourself along the way because how things were 15 years ago were not how they were 3 years ago. And,
correct.
And so, and we talked about that over the time. But my question to you is, what would you say to someone? What would you tell somebody who wanted to, if they wanted to do the same thing you did, start a business like that to help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace? Could you do that today? Is that something that could even be done today?
It is. But this is, in my view, a tough time to do that, and you would have to take a radically different approach, certainly than I took 15 years ago. And you would enter at a time when the competition is enormous. And
big.
Excuse me?
And big. And highly capitalized.
All of the above, but also at a time when really the biggest problem right now in advertising and marketing, and I think this is an endemic problem, is that the clients don't know what to do. Hmm. They don't know who to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
They are confused, and although they are smart enough to be turning away from traditional advertising, they are not turning fast enough. And
is it because there are too many unproven options?
I believe that it is because the proven options are far more complicated than the proven failures.
Say that again. Explain it.
So, being successful in a digital media environment is hugely more complex than making a 25-second or 30-second radio spot,
right,
for example.
Mm-hmm.
The choices that you have, which of the billion channels are you going to reach your audiences on? Which of the multimedia choices are you going to produce your messages in? Will these messages take the form of simple product assertions as they used to? I'm
mm-hmm.
the best plumber in town. Or do they have to be stories, in effect, about how to achieve the best with plumbing for
mm-hmm.
your life? I mean, all of these things, these are all questions.
Well, you probably have to have a combination of both, but more of the second and less of the first.
Yes.
More stories than call to action.
Well, and the stories are what will attract your audience, and the information, the pure sort of product information,
right,
will be a standard part of your website,
mm-hmm.
Facebook page, what have you. But the way in which you, there are now all of a sudden to do this well, to do it responsibly, requires an enormous amount of knowledge and just an awful lot of hard work. And I mean, one simple example of this, and it's the reason that the big advertising right. industry is so unstable at the moment.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
You can't just call up a media agency and say I want to buy on TV or mm-hmm. I want this or I want that. You need to be probably on 800 or 900 different websites,
yeah.
for example, if you yeah. want to attract the right audience, and you've got to look for those one at a time. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot
and
more.
Most people are unwilling to do it.
And are there plenty of people out there who know how to do that? Yes or no?
No.
That's what I was afraid of. And that's the reason it's a problem for business owners, decision makers, isn't it?
It's an extraordinary problem
yeah.
for them.
Hold
and
on
I wish
thought.
There was a way to help.
Maybe well, now Kirk's left the scene, so now we don't have him to help us anymore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.